昨天晚上辅导员已经把我们考试的题目给我们大家讲了。
Last night the counselors had already shared with us the test questions for tomorrow.
Oh, 本来是想说复习就好，不是漏题啊。
And before I, my thought was to review and not to reveal the questions.
还有呢，我想说给你们看圣经，好像不告诉你们题目。
Because I wanted you to read the Bible, but not give you the questions to the test.
但是现在你们题目都知道了。
But now you know all the questions.
因为都在圣经里面嘛，哈。
And it's all in the Bible.
怎么样？
So what should we do?
Close Bible.
So we should close Bible.
好了哈，还是让你们看圣经，但是那些题目哈，大家要想一想哈。
So I'll let you read the.
准备一下。
I'll let you use the Bible, but please think about those questions and prepare yourselves.
我们来看讲义的B1 哈。
So let us turn to B1 of our lecture material.
耶稣的生平这一部分哈，我们已经讲过。
B1.3, and this is the life of Jesus.
试探哈，耶稣的服事需要。
And we talked about Jesus' serving. In C, point C.
这是主耶稣的传道工作精神哈。
And this is the spirit of Jesus' ministry.
我们看 D。耶稣的受难。
So now we will turn to point D, the afflictions of Jesus.
我们在那个题目里面有一个福音的五个主要的内容是什么？
And in our test questions, there's one question asking us the five main points of the gospel.
我有讲过说五个主要的，因为福音就是耶稣基督的救恩，就是福音嘛，哦。
And the gospel is the salvation of Christ.And so there are five main points.
有五个重点，就是关系耶稣基督的降生、受难、复活、升天跟再临。这个都跟我们救恩有直接关系的。耶稣的降生。
So the first one is Jesus' birth.
主耶稣的受难。
And then his suffering.
就替我们死嘛，哈。
And he died for us.
再来复活。
And then the resurrection,
升天,
and the ascension,
最后一个是再临,
and the last one is his second coming.
这是福音的五个主要内容。
And so these are the five main points of the Gospels.
我们来看第一，耶稣的受难。
So let us look at point D, the afflictions of Jesus.
主耶稣在最后一个星期啊，把他骑着驴驹进到耶路撒冷。
And in his last week of his life on earth, Jesus rode a donkey into Jerusalem.
他叫两个门徒说到伯法其的一个小村庄啊，去牵了一只驴驹来。
And he asked his disciples to go to a small village to get a donkey.
说主人如果在问说啊，牵驴驹做什么呢？
And so he told his disciples that the owner of the colt asks what he is doing.
说你主要告诉他啊。主要用它。
All you have to say is the Lord is to use it.
结果那个主人就会让你牵过来。
And the owner of the animal will allow you to take the animal.
后来主耶稣就骑上了。
And so later, Jesus rode on this donkey.
就进到耶路撒冷去。
And he entered Jerusalem.
结果沿路的人啊，他们把衣服、把树枝啊都铺在地上，让驴驹骑过去。
And all the people took out their cloaks and palm leaves and placed it on the path before Jesus.
众人在那里大声欢呼啊，何山呐，哈。
And the multitudes yelled, "Hosanna!"
荣耀归给至高的神。
Blessed is Hosanna in the highest.
那个法利赛人呐，他们就说啊，主啊，你要责备你的门徒啊，他们怎么乱喊？
And the Pharisees told Jesus to chastise his disciples for yelling.
主耶稣说啊，如果他们不呼喊的话，连石头都会呼喊。
But Jesus told them, if they had not shouted, even the stones would shout.
所以主耶稣按照圣经的预言啊，他要以和平的君王的姿态进到耶路撒冷。
So as according to the prophecies, Jesus entered Jerusalem as the Prince of Peace.
啊，预言在哪里？
And where is this prophecy?
你们有没有找到？
Did we find
this? 在哪里？ Zechariah 9, verse 9. 9,
verse
9. Yeah. Yeah. 欸，很好，哈。So this
is Zechariah 9, verse 9.
啊，主耶稣骑着驴驹啊，进到耶路撒冷。
So Jesus rode the donkey into Jerusalem.
哦，不错，你们真的有驻秀哈，真的
And so it's very
有用功了哈。
That you have done your work.
嗯，因为很多有关主耶稣的事情，在旧约圣经里面都可以找到预言。
Because many of Jesus' deeds have been prophesied in the Old Testament.
啊，这些啊都会一一的应验。
And all these would come true one by one.
我们知道一般的君王哈，或者是那个将军呐、啊。他不会骑驴驹的，骑什么？骑马。
And we know that most generals, they would be riding horses instead of donkeys.
因为马是打仗用的。
Because a horse is used in battle.
哎，马很奇怪哦，你一打仗听到那个打仗的战鼓啊，它是往前冲的，不是往后退的。
And so it is very interesting when a horse hears the drum of the battle, it will go forward instead of backwards.
所以圣经里面说，马是为战争预备的。
So the Bible tells us that the horse was prepared for war.
啊，但是耶稣做君王啊，他不骑马，他骑驴子。
But as a king, Jesus did not ride a horse, but a donkey.
哦，所以因为他是一个和平的君王。
Because he is the Prince of Peace.
他骑着驴驹子，他进到耶路撒冷去。
He rode a donkey into Jerusalem.
所以他是以王者的身份啊进城。
So he entered the town as a king.
所以有一首诗歌啊说啊。耶路撒冷的城门要高举起来嘛，因为你的大君王要进来。
And so there's a psalm that says that the gates of Jerusalem will be lifted because a great king will enter.
哦，常常听到伯恩教会的诗班在唱哦。
And I often hear the Baldwin Park Church choir sing this song.
城门要高举哈，君王要进来。
And the gates will be opened because a king will come.
啊，耶稣来到这个耶路撒冷的时候啊，为着耶路撒冷哀哭。
And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he wept for the city.
我们看路加福音十九章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
十九章四十一节。
Chapter 19, verse 41.
耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭。四十二节。
Verse 42.
说啊，巴不得你在这日子知道关心你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。四十三节。
Verse 43.
因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围围绕你，四面困住你。四十四节。
44.
并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因为你不知道眷顾你的时候。所以耶稣来到这个耶路撒冷啊，看到城啊，啊想到这个耶路撒冷的命运啊，为他哀哭。
When Jesus entered Jerusalem, he thought about its fate and it wept, and he wept for the city.
啊，我恨不得你知道啊，你将来的日子。
And he wanted them to know. He said, even if you had only known this day, what would bring you peace?
因为耶路撒冷啊，将要被攻破。
Because the days will come when your enemies will build an embankment against you.
说没有这个城啊，没有一块石头留在石头上面。
And not one stone will be left on one another.
都要被拆毁。
And all would be dashed to the ground.
啊，因为耶路撒冷啊，虽然是圣殿所在地。
This is because although Jerusalem was the place where the temple was,
那从历史以来啊，很多的圣徒啊，很多的先知啊，在那里被杀。
But since the beginning of history, many prophets and saints had been killed.
啊，尤其最后啊，耶稣基督也在那里被钉十字架。
And at the end, even Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem.
因为犹太人说，这个罪归在我们跟我们祖孙的身上。
And the Jews said that may this sin be on our heads and the heads of our fathers.
所以这个预言啊，很快就应验了。
And the heads of our sons. So this prophecy came true very quickly.
主耶稣是在主后29年呢被钉。
And Jesus was crucified in 29 AD.
那大概西元70年的时候啊，耶路撒冷就被罗马提多将军啊把它攻灭。
And in AD about 70, the Roman general Tito, he broke down Jerusalem.
大概有200多万人啊被杀。
And there were about 2 million people killed.
耶路撒冷城啊被毁掉，以色列百姓就被分散在世界各地。
And the city of Jerusalem was destroyed, and the Jews were dispersed all over the world.
这是耶路撒冷的命运啊。
So this was the fate of Jerusalem.
因为他们常常杀害先知啊，最后又杀了救主。
Because they often killed prophets, and at the end they killed the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在马太福音里面，主耶稣说啊，他好像那个母鸡一样，一直想要把这个鸡啊，把它护庇在这个硬币这个翅膀之下。
So Jesus in Matthew, he said that he was like the hen trying to gather the chicks under her wings.
但是以色列人却不愿意啊。
But the Israelites were not willing.
反而把救主杀掉了。
And instead they killed the Savior.
所以后来他们就遭到了毁灭的命运。
So at the end, they had the fate of being destroyed.
这是耶稣最后一个兴起啊，进耶路撒冷的时候所发生的事情。
So this happened in the last week of Jesus' life.
那再来约翰福音的17章啊，这是耶稣跟门徒啊要分离的一个祷告。
And in John chapter 17, Jesus prays before he is separated from his disciples.
求天父说啊，父啊，求你荣耀我啊，因为我已经荣耀了你。
He says he asked the Father to glorify his name because he had glorified the
Father. 所以天父说要荣耀他的名，还要再荣耀。
So the Lord God said too that he would glorify his name.
那主耶稣也求天父说啊，要借着真理让属他的人能够得到成圣。
And the Father, and Jesus also said that through the truth, those who receive the truth will also become holy.
另外一个就是借着主的名，能够让门徒能够合而为一。
And through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the disciples would join together.
这是主耶稣在要跟门徒分离的时候啊，最后一次为他们祷告。
And this was the last prayer Jesus prayed for his disciples before he was separated from them.
要他们能够成为圣洁啊，借着真理让他们能够真成圣。
So they might become holy through the truth.
叫他们能够借着主的保守能够达到合而为一。
And so, in through the guidance of Christ, they may come together.
所以成圣合一啊，这是教会追求的很重要的目标。
So a very important goal of the church is to become sanctified and joined together.
所以要教会要慢慢的建设，达到完全。
So in order for a church to be built to perfection.
我们的灵魂体要全然成圣，将来才能够安然见主。
Our souls have to become purified so we can see God.
这个教会成圣完全啊，才能够发出荣耀的光辉，好像那个荣耀的圣城一样。
And only when a church is sanctified and purified, then it can show the glory of holiness.
所以我们现在都还不完全啊，但是我们要努力灵修。
So although we are imperfect right now, we should cultivate ourselves spiritually.
努力建设教会啊，达到圣洁完全的地步。
And to do our best to build the church and aim for perfection.
一个国家里面如果自相纷争啊，这个国家就站立不住。
Because if a kingdom is divided, it cannot stand.
所以耶稣说啊，撒旦的国度啊，他们也是很团结的。
And Jesus said that even the kingdom of Satan is very united.
但是我们这个属灵的国度要跟撒旦啊来彼此对立。
But if our spiritual kingdom is to battle the kingdom of Satan,
因为魔鬼借着各样的方法要来分化教会。
We will be battling, but Satan will use different ways to divide the church.
破坏教会的同心团结。
And to destroy the unity of the church.
让教会俗化，这都是魔鬼的手段。
And to make the church secularized, and these are all the tactics of the devil.
所以我们要靠着圣灵帮助啊，竭力追求合而为一的心。
So through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we should gain aim for unity.
啊，当然要合一啊，要在主的名下啊，在真理里面啊，在圣灵里。
Of course, we should be gathered within the name of the Lord and within the Holy Spirit.
以弗所书第四章里面谈到说合一的一些条件啊，有七个。
And in Ephesians chapter 4, it talks about the qualifications of unity.
啊，要有共同的信仰，啊，共同的主，同样的灵。
Seven qualifications, and one is to have the same spirit and the same Lord.
我们来看一下以弗所书四章第一节。
So let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
以弗所书四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，当以蒙召的恩相称。哦，所以我们既然得恩典呢，我们行事为人就要能够跟我们所得到的恩典啊，能够相配合啦。
So in verse 1 it says, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received.
他说用谦虚、温柔、忍耐、爱心互相宽容。
And we should bear with each other with humility and gentleness, patience and love.
啊，谦虚、温柔、忍耐都是我们基本的美德。
And humility, gentleness, patience, these are all our basic,
啊，最基本的灵修。
Our basic, parts of spirituality.
啊，然后用爱心宽容别人。
And we bear with one another in love.
啊，别人得罪我们啊，或者是有一些我们没有办法谅解的事情，我们用爱心来宽容他们。
When other people wrong us or do things we cannot understand, we bear with one another in love.
啊，不只是说啊，我们赦免他们啊，不跟他。不跟他们计较就好了。
And it's not only that we forgive them and do not argue with them.
第五节说要用和平的态度啊，积极的来彼此联络。
It also tells us that we should make the effort to keep the unity of the spirit.
哦，要主动的跟对方啊啊来联络。
And this means we should be proactive in reaching out to others.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为心唯一的心。
And we should keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
所以这个教会要同心呐，要合一呀，才能够有力量。
And for a church to gain power and strength, we must be unified.
啊，教会圣工才会发展。
And in this way, the holy work can be carried out.
所以在人数上面啊，大家彼此支援。
So we support each other in the gifts.
啊，在财务上也是一样，互相的支援。
And in material wealth, we also support each other.
所以我们虽然来自每一个不一样的地方教会。
And so although we come from many different churches.
那我们在真耶稣教会里面是合一的，是一体的。
But we are one body within the true Jesus Church.
不管世界哪一个地方啊，啊都是同心合意一起来兴旺福音。
No matter where you are in the world, we will join together to carry out
the holy work. 所以刚强的就帮助软弱的。
So the strong will help the weak.
啊，比较富足的教会就去关心比较贫穷软弱的教会。
And the wealthier churches will help the less wealthy.
那像我们在美国的教会就是这样一间一间一直建立起来。
And this is how the churches have been built in the USA.
啊，当有新的教会祈祷所要成立的时候。
And when there is a new prayer house or a church to be
established. 本地的信徒尽了他们最大的努力。
And the own members of that church will do their best.
啊，但是其他的教会信徒啊，大家也一起关心啊，一起帮助。
But members from other branches will also take care of them.
啊，所以让每一个教会，一个教会，一个教会就这样不断的兴旺起来。
So the churches have been built one by one.
啊，不是这样，我们还去帮助国外的教会。
And not only so, we help churches that are outside of the country.
像非洲的教会，东南亚的教会。
For example, churches in Africa and Southeast Asia.
尤其中南美洲的教会。
Especially in Central America.
因为他们都是刚刚在发展的阶段。
Because they are in a stage of development.
啊，所以很多弟兄姊妹啊，啊，他们啊做义工啊，或者是啊捐钱呐、啊，啊来帮助他们。
So many brothers and sisters have become volunteers, or they have given them financial assistance.
那我们在去年呐、啊，帮助南美洲啊，建立了三个教会。
For example, last year we assisted three churches in South America.
巴西的圣保罗。
And the San Paul one in Brazil.
啊，巴拉圭的教会啊，他们现在搬到巴西的境内。
And the Paraguay church has moved within the borders of Brazil.
也在去年买了会堂。
And last year they purchased a chapel.
现在在阿根廷啊，因为他们旧会堂卖掉，现在买了一个更大的新会堂。
In Argentina, they have sold their old chapel and purchased an even larger one.
因为当地啊，经济啊，因为整个经济风暴啊，整个经济崩溃掉。
And because their financial economy has collapsed there.
所以教会受影响。
So the church was affected.
有一部分的钱啊，放在银行里面拿不出来。
And there some a portion of their funds are stuck in the banks.
所以他们在建堂的工作啊，就受到了影响。
So this affected the work of the church.
感谢主啦！现在各地的教会啊，都积极在捐款来帮助他们。
But praise the Lord that churches from all other places have actively been helping this church.
就是发挥了一家呢一个整体的教会一家的这种精神。
And this has shown the spirit of the family.
因为中南美的教会啊，都是新开拓的地区。
And because most of the churches in Central America are new areas.
他们工作人员很少。
And they have very few workers.
所以我们在神学班呢，也要训练一些义工。
So we need to train some volunteers in the theological.
可能在今年的年底或明年啊，就会随着传道到那边帮助那边的圣工。
And maybe at the end of this year, they will assist the preachers and go into the areas.
感谢主啦，在隔壁的进修班里面呢，他们有人自愿自会的要去协助工作。
And so praise the Lord that someone in the graduate class has volunteered. With their own funding to go help with this work.
所以无论在人力物力上就是彼此互相的支援。
So in human resources and also material wealth, we would support these churches.
中南美洲啊，他们主要是讲西班牙话。
And in Central America, they speak Spanish as the main language.
像巴西是讲葡萄牙话。
And in Brazil, they speak Portuguese.
所以我们需要各样语言的人才。
So we need different people of different skills.
他们现在也在翻译宗教教育的教材，还有各样神学的教材。
And right now they are translating RE textbooks and also theological books.
感谢主，他们那边的青年呐，他们有使命感。
And thank the Lord that the youth in those areas they have a sense of mission.
因为他们的父母亲呐，把他们带到那里去以后，那就给他们学习双语。
Because after their parents brought them over, they received a bilingual education.
有的出生在那里，但是中文程度也相当高。
Although some have been born there, their level of Chinese is very high.
所以他们可以写中文，可以看中文书。
So they are able to read and write Chinese.
然后把台湾总会出版的一些教材啊，那就慢慢的翻译成西班牙话。
And so they have translated some of the Taiwan GA's materials into Spanish.
他们英文也还好，还不错。
And their English is pretty good.
所以他们也把这个赞美诗啊，慢慢的再翻译成为西班牙话。
So they have tried slowly to translate the hymnal books into Spanish.
所以假使我们有这样语言方面的恩赐啊，我们可以加入这个侍奉的行列。
So if we have the gift of languages, then we should, we can also volunteer ourselves.
我知道说在我们美国的地区啊，因为很多人讲西班牙话，我们很多青年也学西班牙话。
And especially in America, many people speak Spanish, and a lot of the youth have learned this.
希望你有这样的恩赐的啊，你可以向总会讲，我们会请你来帮忙一些工作。
So if you have this type of gift, please tell the GA, and we will ask you to assist in this type of work.
我们希望说啊，大家都能够同心合意，还能够很快的把神的道传遍各地方。
And we hope that everyone will work together and spread the gospel throughout the world.
我们接下来看路加福音二十二章。
So let us turn back to Luke chapter 22.
这是主耶稣在跟门徒啊所最后一夜节的筵席以后。
And this happened after Jesus observed the Passover.
他们唱完了诗，然后就到客西马尼园的地方去。
And after they sang hymns, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane.
因为主耶稣常常带着门徒在那里祷告。
Because Jesus would often take his disciples to pray there.
这是最后一次的客西马尼园的祷告。
And this was the last prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们看二十二章的三十九节。
Let us turn to chapter 22, verse 39.
22:39。耶稣出来，照常往橄榄山去，门徒也跟随他。40。当然，那地方就对他们说：“你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。”41。于是离开他们，约有扔一块石头那么远，跪下祷告，说：“父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去；然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”43。有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大血滴，大血点啊滴在地上。这里讲到主耶稣最后客西马尼园的祷告。
And this describes Jesus' last prayer in Gethsemane.
啊，在四个福音书里面都有讲到。
And this has been mentioned in all four of the Gospels.
他叫门徒要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
And he asks the disciples to pray with diligence.
因为人心灵愿意啊，但是肉体软弱了。
Because although their spirit was willing, the bodies were weak.
但是当主耶稣在祷告的时候，后来门徒啊，他们真的很软弱，就睡着了。
But as they were praying, the disciples were weak and they fell asleep.
啊，因为失掉了警醒。
And because they lost their alertness.
所以当主耶稣被抓的时候啊，他们凭着血气啊拿刀砍。
So when Jesus was arrested, they used their human methods and you brought out their
swords. 后来失掉勇气就跑走了。
And when they lost their courage, they ran away.
后来就不认主。
And then they denied the Lord.
因为没有警醒祷告啊，后来就迷失了。
And they were lost because they did not pray with alertness.
所以主耶稣事先告诉他们要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Jesus told them that to pray with, that they would not fall into temptation.
那主耶稣因为为着要完成救赎的工作啊，他在那里恳切祷告。
And because Jesus was about to complete the salvation, so he prayed
very earnestly. 流汗流泪。
He prayed with drops of blood and sweat.
说他的汗珠啊，好像大血点一样滴在地上。
His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground.
他一次再一次的连续的恒心的恳切的祷告。
Once and again, he prayed very earnestly with his heart.
他也是顺服神旨意的祷告。
And he also prayed to succumb to the will of God.
他说，假使可以的话，请你把苦杯拿掉。
He said, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me.
但是不要照我的意思，主有成就天父你的旨意。
Yet not my will, but yours be done.
所以他知道说要尝这个苦杯很难。
So he knew that this cup was very hard to bear.
按照自己的意思，假使可以的话，就不要了。
If it was his own will, then he would not take it.
但是他不敢照自己的意思。
But he dared not take his own will.
如果天父要让他非喝尽苦杯啊，不能够让人得救的话，他甘愿接受顺服。
And he was willing to submit, even if the Father gave him this bitter cup to save the world.
所以他虽然在祷告当中面对未来啊，感到很惊恐、害怕。
So although he feared for the future in his prayer,
但是他有立志顺服的心啊。
But he had the determination to be submissive.
所以神就派天使来加添他力量。
So the Lord sent an angel from heaven to strengthen him.
啊，所以这也是给我们在祷告上非常好的学习。
So this is a very good lesson to us in our prayers.
啊，祷告完以后啊，犹大就带来一批人来，要抓拿耶稣。
After the prayer, Judas brought a whole bunch of people to arrest Jesus.
啊，犹大是用亲嘴的记号啊。因为他说我跟谁亲嘴那就是他你们就不可以把他抓去
And Judas used the sign of the sign of a kiss to identify Jesus
但是主耶稣对当时抓拿他的人说你们要拿我但是你要让这些人离开所以让他自己牺牲啊但是他能够照顾到这个门徒的安全
But Jesus asked them to take him only and to let everyone else go, so he would sacrifice himself for the safety of the disciples.
啊，虽然他有办法能够差天使来保护他，但是为着要成全救恩呢、啊， 他甘愿地被抓拿。
Although he had the ability to ask angels to protect him, but in order to complete the salvation, he was submissive.
被抓拿以后啊，就连夜受审问。
And after he was taken, he was tried.
他受尽各样的凌辱、毁谤、鞭打。
And he was mocked and beaten.
啊，最后被钉十字架。
And at last he was crucified.
啊，那在被审问当中啊。说好像那个羊被牵到宰杀之地啊，默默无声。
And when he was in this trial, he was like the lamb led to slaughter, and he was silent.
啊，真是一个和平的一个救主。
So he was a savior of peace.
啊，当时比拉多审问他三次以后，说这个人没有什么该死该绑的罪。
After Pilate tried Jesus three times, he felt that this was a person without sin worthy of death.
他本来要把他放掉。
And he was going to let him.
那犹太人大声说啊，你如果把他放掉啊，你就不是凯撒的忠臣。
But the Jews shouted that if Pilate let Jesus go, then he was not loyal to Caesar.
啊，因为他们控告啊，说耶稣自称为犹太人的王。
And they accused Jesus of calling himself the King of Jews.
啊，他们用这样的名义啊来控告他。
And so they used this to accuse Jesus.
啊，比拉多后来啊，因为众人一直要动乱起来，所以他就允许他们把耶稣交给他们钉十字架。
And because Pilate did not want the mobs to arise, so he allowed Jesus to be crucified.
把一个强盗啊，把他放掉了；把一个救主啊，一个没有犯罪的人，义人啊，把他钉在十字架上。
So he nailed a righteous person on the cross while releasing a murderer.
啊，所以这是比拉多啊一个错误的决定。
So this was a faulty decision by Pilate.
啊，比拉多曾经对主耶稣说啊，因为他问主耶稣，主耶稣都不答话。
And Pilate kept on questioning Jesus, but Jesus never answered.
他对主耶稣说啊，你不知道我有权柄可以办你，也可以把你放掉吗？
And Pilate asked Jesus, "Do you not know that I have the authority to let you go away?"
主耶稣说啊，如果不是从天上给你的权柄，你就没有办法来办我。
But Jesus replied that without the authority from heaven, Pilate would not be able to do anything.
啊，所以比拉多以为是他有权柄啊，但实际上啊，是神把耶稣交在他的手里。
So although Pilate felt that he had the authority, it was actually God who let Jesus into the hands of Pilate.
为着要完成救赎的工作。
And this was for the sake of
completing
the salvation. 但是
比拉多啊，他那种缺乏道德的勇气啊，啊，他错误的审判啊，他也要负责任的。
But Pilate, he still had to pay for his lack of courage for standing up to what was right.
虽然他拿水在众人面前洗手说啊，杀害这个义人啊，跟我无关。
Although he washed his hands before the people and said that this death had nothing to do with him.
你们自己承担吧。
And he asked them to bear the sins on their own heads.
但是不会因为他的洗手啊，他就没有事啊。
But it is not because he washed his hands that he received no punishment.
所以将来在末日的时候，耶稣再临啊，比拉多还是要受审判的。
So when Jesus comes a second time, then Pilate will also be judged.
主耶稣后来被钉在十字架上。
And Jesus was crucified on the cross.
他在十字架上啊，讲了最后的七句话。
And he spoke seven lines when he was on the cross.
啊，这个在我们的教材里面有，我们考试也会出来。
And this is in our lecture material, and it will appear on our test.
主耶稣在十字架上最后的七句话。
The seven phrases Jesus spoke on the cross.
哦，我们看路加福音二十三章。
We turn to Luke chapter 23.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
二三章三十四节。
23:34.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
主耶稣在登山宝训的时候啊，曾经教导门徒说啊，要爱你们的仇敌，为他们祷告。
And when Jesus gave his sermon on the mount, he told the disciples to love their enemies and pray for them.
啊，主耶稣不只是爱世人、爱属他的人啊， 他也在爱仇敌上给我们留下一个非常好的榜样。
Jesus not only set an example in loving those who belong to him, but also loving those who hated him.
所以主耶稣的道理啊，能够有权威啊，就是他能够说到，并且能够做到。
So the authority of Jesus' words comes from the fact that he can actually perform them.
啊，不像法利赛人说啊，他们把难担的重担呢、啊，压在别人的身上。
He was not like the Pharisees who brought the burdens and put it on people.
那一根指头都不动。
And they would not move one finger.
他们只是坐在摩西的位上啊，来教导人。
They would only sit at the throne of Moses and teach others.
所以主耶稣说啊，法利赛人的教训你们要听，但是他们的行为你们不要效法。
So Jesus told the disciples that they had to listen to the message of the Pharisees, but not follow their example.
因为他们能够说啊，但是不能够做。
Because although they said these things, they could not perform them.
啊，所以能够说到做到啊，啊这样的道理啊，才有权威性。
And so the word that is both spoken and done, that is what has authority.
耶稣自己被钉在十字架上。
And when Jesus was nailed on the cross,
同时有两个强盗钉在他的左右边。
There were two criminals that were crucified on his left and right.
其中有一个在讥笑他说。
And one mocked him.
啊，你既然是救主，你可以救自己，也可以救我们吧。
He said, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us."
然后另外一个强盗就责备第一个强盗。
But the other criminal rebuked him.
说你怎么不怕神呢
？Don't you fear God? He said.
我们在这边呐、啊，我们被钉在这里，我们是罪有应得的，因为我们犯法，说应该的。
He said, "We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve."
啊，但是这个人呐、啊，耶稣他是没有罪的。
But this man has done nothing wrong.
哦，所以第二个强盗就责备第一个。
So the second criminal rebuked the first one.
然后他就对，哦，对不起，主耶稣在这个十字架上啊，他先赦免众人的罪了啊。哦
So first of all, Jesus forgave the sins of the people.
啊，因为众人虽然把他钉在十字架上，但是他还是饶恕、赦免他们，为他们祷告。
So although Jesus was nailed to the cross because of these people, he continued to forgive them
and pray for them. 说不要把这个罪啊归在他们身上。
And Jesus asked the Father to forgive them.
后来这个司提完啊，就学到了主耶稣的这样的爱。
Later, Stephen learned this love of Christ.
他被用石头打死的时候啊，他也祷告。神说：“神啊，不要将这个罪归在他们身上。”
And when he was stoned to death, Jesus also, Stephen also asked that the sins not be on these people.
所以这是爱仇敌呀、啊，爱到底。
So this shows the love towards one's enemy.
我们看四十三节。
If we look at verse 43.
四十三节。
Verse 43.
耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”啊，这就是。第二个强盗啊，啊，来指责第一个强盗的时候。
So when the second criminal criticized the first one, Jesus answers him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise."
那他对主耶稣说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
Because the second criminal said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
啊，虽然他知道他自己不对啦，啊，所以在那里受刑罚，钉在十字架上。
And although he knew that he had done wrong and he was punished rightfully on the cross,
他知道主耶稣是无罪的救主。
He knew that Jesus was the Savior with no sin.
说他没有做过一件不好的事情。
That he had done nothing wrong.
啊，所以在那个被钉在十字架上。快要死亡之前啊，最后的一刻啊，他求耶稣说：“你德国降临的时候，你要纪念我。”
So when he was crucified on the cross and the point before he died, he asked Jesus to remember him.
我们看到这个强盗很有信心。
And we see that this robber had great faith.
他知道耶稣啊，他是救主，他是掌管天国的。
He knew that Jesus was a savior who controlled heaven.
啊，所以他在那种。最后的关头啊，存着盼望求主拯救他。
So in that last moment, he had the hope to ask Jesus to save him.
所以耶稣说啊， 我实在告诉你，你今天可以跟我一同到乐园里面去。
So Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.
所以这个强盗啊，在最后啊，发现了救恩啊，及时的悔改，还能够得到救恩，进到乐园。
So in the last critical moment, this robber grasped onto hope and asked to enter the kingdom of God.
啊，虽然他过去啊，到底做了什么事情不知道，但是因为他能够把握机会，晓得悔改信主啊，所以他就得救的盼望。
And we don't know what he did in the past, but because he grasped that last opportunity to repent and believe in Christ,
啊，这是主耶稣所讲的，主耶稣所讲的第二句话。
So this was the second line that Jesus spoke.
啊，救了这个强盗。
And he saved this robber.
啊，当然有的人呐，就说你看这个强盗他也没有洗礼呀，啊，耶稣也说他可以到天乐园去啊。
And some people will say, look, this criminal, he did not receive baptism, yet Jesus said that he would enter the kingdom of heaven.
啊，他们就把这个引申到说啊，如果没有受洗啊，也没有关系啊，也可以得救啊。
And they would take this verse and say, well, if you don't receive baptism, then you can still be saved.
啊，其实这是错误的引用圣经。
But this is a wrong use of the Bible.
因为这个是在耶稣的救恩完成之前的事情。
Because this happened before the salvation of Christ.
啊，是主耶稣亲口答应这个强盗，他可以进到乐园。
And Jesus promised this robber, with his own words that he would enter the kingdom of God.
但是主耶稣的救恩完成以后啊，就是要受洗才能够得救。
But after the salvation had been completed, you have to receive baptism in order to enter the kingdom of God.
因为这是主耶稣的交代。
Because this was the command of Jesus.
要受洗，领受圣灵，守神的道，才可以进神的国。
Only when you are baptized and receive the Holy Spirit and grasp on to the way, the truth, then you can enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以不能够把这个当作说不受洗的根据。
So we cannot use this reference as justifying, a justification of non-baptism.
因为这个救恩有时代性。
Because salvation has a timeline.
旧约时代的以色列人啊，他们在敬拜神献祭。
And in the Old Testament, the believers, they worship God by sacrificing.
在守律法。
And they held on to the laws.
所以他们借着这样来做的话，啊，耶稣的救恩完成了以后，他们将来还是可以得救。
And so, because they did these things, even after Jesus' salvation, they would be able to be saved.
耶稣的救恩之前啊，接受约翰洗礼的人。
And before the completion of the salvation, those who were baptized by John.
如果他们活到耶稣在传道里啊，完成救恩的时候，他们要重新受洗。
If they lived beyond the time where Jesus began preaching, then they had to be rebaptized.
但如果说接受约翰的洗礼，但是在耶稣的传道之前呢，他们就离世了，他们还是可以得救的。
But if they received the baptism of John and they passed away before the ministry of Christ, then they would also be saved.
因为他们的得救就像旧约的以色列人一样。
Because their salvation is like the Israelites.
啊，但是在主耶稣救恩完成以后啊，就是要照主耶稣的方法受洗、领受圣灵、所生的道，所有跟得救有关系的都要遵守了。
But after the ministry of Christ and the completion of the salvation, you had to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.